At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go, people. Welcome in on a Wednesday here as we try to pick up the pieces from another long night in the world of sports. We had a little bit of everything last night, of course. A late start to an NBA playoff game, which is starting to get really old for those of us on the East Coast.
Yeah, really.
We had all sorts of lighting issues going on in one baseball game that just ended 3 hours ago on the West Coast. And the only reason that's relevant is because history was made once again, it figures, with a whole bunch of lights out. So it almost makes sense. At this point, I'm this close to moving to Vegas and being like, you know what? Maybe they've got the right idea. You know, all the sports are over by 8 o'clock at night over there while we're sucking ass here trying to figure out, like, dragon going, oh God, we got to get up in 2 hours. We got to get up in 2 hours. I always thought it was a little bit weird out on the West Coast. I played out there for a few years. I lived out there, and I never really got used to that whole 9 o'clock in the morning, football is on, hurry up, right, get your picks in, you know, on a Sunday during the season, college football too. Like, it was hard for me to get a handle on that whole by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like, all the sports were over. Like, you know, I was like, what? Like, on a Sunday, like, none of this made any sense, you know? Usually on the East Coast, we're all ready to rock and roll. If we're going to go out, right, we've got to go out either to a restaurant, to a bar, someplace where the TV's there because the game's going to be on. You know, like, the games are on out west when people are at work. So it's a totally different thing. By the time they get out, when they're going to dinner, most everything is over. You know, you got a straggler game or two out in the West Coast that they'll have on. But, you know, usually by 8 o'clock West Coast time, it's all over. So you can go out with a clear head. You already know all the action's done with. It took me a long time. I never really was able to wrap my head around that kind of clock. But I got to tell you, man, the more and more, especially this time of year, I look at it from the East Coast to the West Coast. I'm thinking the West Coast has got the right idea, man. You know, 8 o'clock, it's all finished. You can go to bed. You can shake it off. You can scream and yell for an hour and then let it go. But it's kind of hard when you've got those torn tickets, right, at 1 o'clock in the morning to even bother going to sleep because you're so pissed off at what you just saw. And then you get even less sleep, at least out on the West Coast. Games are over. You're aggravated. You know, you brush it off. You move on. You get a nice night's sleep and you wake up and do it all over again in the morning. I think there might be something to that, Dan. I know we make fun of it on the East Coast, but I think there might be something to that whole, hey, you know, the games are over at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, you know, first of all, good morning, Joe. Welcome to Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it out there for the degenerates. You're absolutely right. You know, I've asked some of my West Coast friends what it's like to, like, you know, actually have to wake up by 10 a.m. on a Sunday to catch games, or what it's like to go out for a dinner with your wife after Sunday night football, something like that. Imagine, though, Joe, imagine the London games that start at like 9 a.m. here on the East Coast. What is that, like 6 a.m. over there? Yeah. And the way I always think about it, you know, a lot of times in fantasy, like in fantasy sports, you know, fantasy football, fantasy baseball, waivers run at like 3 a.m. on the East Coast, right? And then you're able to pick up free agents. So there's some people that like set an alarm on like Wednesday after waivers run to pick up guys, right? I've always thought, and I said it on my show Fantasy Freestyle once, Joe, I was like, hey, if any of my listeners are out there in Hawaii, please let me know. I will give you my Yahoo login and password so you can make moves for me after they run. It's like 3 a.m. here. It's only 9 p.m. on Tuesday out there. Can you help me manage my team in the dead of night, you know? So when you need to be out west for these games, I need to go all the way to Hawaii, Joe, so I can still get some shut-eye. We got, you know, I wanted to take a live odds on the Nuggets when I saw them blowing out Portland, right? We got double overtime in the NHL playoffs. So these things don't end until like 1:30 a.m. Eastern, and we're right back at it at post, you know, 4 hours later, helping y'all make it rain.
It's rough sledding for those of us on the East Coast, because, you know, we've been accustomed to, hey, you know, everything starts here 6 o'clock in the morning East Coast time. It's really when the day starts, and then, you know, that's why we celebrate New Year's first here. You know, we've been spoiled and conditioned forever here on the East Coast, where everything begins and ends here. It starts at 6 a.m. in the morning, New York time. Deal with it. I don't want to hear about the whole, you know, you're celebrating New Year's, you know, 3 hours later. Like, we don't want to hear it. It's already, we're much better. But I got to tell you, from a sporting perspective, and even though it took me a while to get used to it, and then you leave it and you go, you know, there's something nice about it being 9 o'clock at night or being out where you're like, all right, I gotta go check the score of this game here. Like, I gotta see what's going on. But man, there is something really satisfying, like you said, to know. But, you know, listen, by the time we go out to dinner, everything's off. So now all of a sudden, honey, you have my full attention, which is a little scary to begin with there. Yeah, you know, that whole thing where there's no way for me to get out of anything here.
Yeah, I got no excuse.
You know, now I'm stuck. Yeah, now I got no more excuse. Like, now I'm stuck talking to you. Like, and make a note of that, Bavona. Never move out to the West Coast, brother. Otherwise, you're going to lose that whole after 7 o'clock excuse. Like, I got to watch the game. Like, I would love to hang out, you know, with you and the girl,
baby.
But I got to watch the game. It's work. It's like, you know, you lose all of that drama and excuses when you move out to the West Coast there, because it is over. But I didn't even realize from a fantasy standpoint, too. Think about the edge people out in the West Coast have, because all of a sudden the waiver wire's open. Our ass is still asleep, and you're just like, oh, look at that. It's 12:01. Yeah, let's go
out there in Hawaii.
Let me go ahead and stake a claim.
You're out there in Hawaii. If you're out there in Japan. If you're in Shanghai listening right now. Let me know. Yeah, I will give you my login and password. You can help manage the team. I'll give you 5% of my winnings, okay?
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Speed. Yeah, you know, first, you know, you snooze, you lose. I mean, that's we're kind of a little late to the game there. Ridiculous. All right, plenty to go over. Drama, upsets, ass beatings. I mean, you name it. It was all in store yesterday. We'll cover it here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Indeed knows
that delay. You may want to read
away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed's greener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com. California.
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Wednesday. So much to cover here in the world of sports. We don't know where to begin. It's a good week, though. It's a fun week. We've got more NBA action coming up today. We've got a little golf talk a little bit later here. Some of the Byron Nelson getting ready to take center stage this week. And a lot of questions surrounding how to bet golf, especially with the PGA coming up here. I've seen a lot of stuff come across, like, you know, what are some of the better strategies? And there is one aspect of betting on golf moving forward that we'll talk about. I think it's probably, if you're looking for bombs, you know, if you're looking for, you know, 50, 60, 70, 81 without having to wait till Sunday in order to be able to get it, we'll talk a little bit about something called an FRL. And it's also known as a first round leader. And we'll tell you how those bets work and why there's actually a better edge to first round leader handicapping than maybe waiting until, you know, we always talk about eliminating variance, right? So anything can happen Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So sometimes you can take that out. If you know what to look for, some of these FRL bets in golf may be the way to go. And we'll discuss that coming up bottom of the hour here. But where do we start here yesterday? I guess we can start before we dive into, and I don't even want to give them top billing because there are two teams last night in the NBA who don't deserve to get to be the lead story because of how poorly they played. So screw you Sixers and screw you Portland. And not because I bet on actually did bet on both of you, but screw you. I'm not leading with you. I'm leading with actually a team that deserves the headline around the damn world here yesterday afternoon. We touched base on it this week, Dane. We talked about it and we kind of laughed it off a little bit. And even, you know, the Gabe, poor Gabe Morenci there had, I know he had Barcelona future tickets there and he was all but trying to figure out how, and he wasn't alone. There were a lot of dudes trying to figure out how to handicap the next round here. You know, the road to Madrid, what was going to happen? Is it Ajax? Is it Tottenham, which played today? How are they going to go ahead and hedge the Barcelona play? The problem was Barcelona had to get past, you know, almost what seemed to be like a, you know, just something you had to show up, just get it out of the way so we could hurry up and make our way to the finals there in the Champions League. They had a 3-0 aggregate lead over Liverpool. And for those of you that don't understand in soccer, it's kind of a, think of it as a 2-game situation there where you just add up the scores after the 2 games and whoever wins moves on. Right. And as you can imagine, a 3-0 lead heading into game 2 If you've watched soccer, you're like, yeah, that's kind of, especially when you have a guy named Messi on a team, right? You're probably going, yeah, this is not something that is going to happen. We just have to go through the motions, kind of get it out of the way. Let's do what we need to do. And then I guess, you know, part of the other part of the old cliche in sports, Dan, is that's why they play the game, right? So here's a quick montage of what it sounded like yesterday. Keep in mind, Liverpool, big underdogs. We're talking four-digit underdogs going into this game yesterday. All right, down 3-0 aggregate. And here's a recap of the game that they played against Barcelona.
By Mane and Henderson driving on. Henderson and the goal for Origi.
Into the middle.
Hard and low. Yes, two. Ronaldo.
Shaqiri.
It's in. It's incredible.
Take it quickly.
Oh, wonderful thinking, Origi. Brilliant.
Yeah, that would have been, if you're listening, that's 1, 2, 3. That's four goals that were scored there in a game yesterday, and not one of them was for Barcelona and Messi. Now, I'm no math major here, but I did have an abacus, and the way I kind of I pushed the beads there on the – it looks like Liverpool ended up winning 4-3 on the aggregate because they ended up winning 4-0 yesterday. Oh, yeah, by the way, their two best players weren't playing yesterday on Liverpool. Yeah. It was the most unbelievable comeback. It was the most unbelievable upset. And you don't generally do that. You know, think about a team with a bunch of second and third stringers on it, right? Like a whole bunch of bench players taken down like right. Michael Jordan or LeBron James in the day. And you're going, wait, what? Huh? Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you spotted LeBron 20 points and you still ended up beating him with a whole bunch of second stringers? Because that's ultimately what happened yesterday. Liverpool advances. Poor Barcelona tickets. You want to talk about hashtag torn tickets, Gabe. I know, Dane, I know Gabe is probably.
That's me.
He's got to be shedding a few tears, man. But he wasn't alone. I got, you know, social media was filled with these guys. But I guess that's ultimately it, right? That's why you still have to play the games. And I guess that's what makes soccer so unique and so interesting to the point where it's not over just after one game. That, you know, anything can happen really in soccer in a game too, can it, with an aggregate situation like this?
That is why they play the games. You're absolutely right, Joe. You know, and it was interesting because I bet Barcelona in the first leg when they won 3-0. I was literally talking to my fiance yesterday, right? And I was like, oh, Barcelona's on again. She was like, oh, that's an easy bet. And I was like, honestly, babe, no, I'm not going to bet them. And here's why. I was trying to explain to her, okay, that it's like we're in essence in halftime of a big long game and you're already up 3-0. But what I was telling her was that I wasn't going to bet them because I didn't think they were going to extend the lead. I thought they were just going to play defensively, like back in their shell, because they could, you know, lose 1-0 and still advance, lose 2-0, still advance. I thought they were going to play a defensive minded game and not try to win last night in the second half. But you're absolutely right. That's why they play the games. This would be like, you know, scrubs, you know, down 20, coming back against a team with their starters still in it. So it was absolutely crazy. If you even saw in the last goal, I think it was the fourth goal, they kind of caught him off guard, Joe. I don't know if you saw it. It was a corner kick where, like, the Barcelona was not really even set yet. Yeah, they were kind of quick kicked them in. It was crazy. Yeah. Imagine the Barcelona fans in the stands thinking that they were just going to have a 90-minute celebration coronation party, and then it winds up they go home empty-handed. I'll also tell you, Joe, you know what's hysterical? I'm looking at the chat room, and the people are like, oh, my God, Joe is starting with soccer. Is there a full moon out right now? Joe, yeah, starting with soccer. And then everyone else is like, yeah, but this is a huge betting story, and that's what we do. We cover the betting stories here on Make It Rain, wherever it comes. Remember, I told you, I'm betting on reality TV, Joe, so we can make this money anywhere as long as I can still use it for goods and services. I'm about it, trying to make it rain.
Listen, you very rarely in the world of sports, I don't care, soccer, tennis, badminton, water polo, very rarely do you have the kind of epic collapses a team that is revered as one of the greatest of all time with one, if not the greatest player in the world on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely will you ever have a story that you wake up to going, yeah, that they lost. Like, the only thing that could have gone wrong, right, for Barcelona yesterday was don't surrender 4 unanswered goals against Liverpool, who, by the way, doesn't have their 2 best players. They're out. So just don't do that. And that is exactly
even if they score
they
one,
did.
Joe, like, they win on
exactly.
the road goal tiebreaker.
There is no scenario. There's only one scenario that allows Liverpool to advance and Barcelona to lose, and that is giving up 4 unanswered goals, and that's exactly what they did. And you don't generally get that. And listen, kudos to the guy who took the corner kick there at the 79th minute. And a lot of these guys, I notice, have like 14 names. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Like, a lot of these soccer players, if you got more than 3 or 4 names, like, I can't with that, right?
So, or they only have
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
They only have one name.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the other way.
Yeah,
Neymar.
One or 4 names. It's one or the other.
Ronaldo.
Like, exactly. Yeah, Ronaldo. Like, just give me, you know, give me something I can work with, not 27 names here.
Kaká.
But kudos to him for noticing Barcelona was picking their ass in the middle of the field, not paying attention to what's going on, and kudos to them noticing that. And I don't think that was pre-planned. I think he noticed Barcelona sleeping, and then he hurried up. His team was on the same page, and it worked to perfection. So congratulations, those of you that took a flyer on Liverpool. Sorry for those of you that had Barcelona futures, but don't worry, it all works out in the end. You could have been worse. You could have been on the Sixers last night. We'll talk about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Full-time fantasy.
I don't like James Harden personally.
Why?
My friend is the PA announcer for the Houston Rockets. I said to him, I said, my son loves James Harden. Any way for Christmas that you can get him, you know, sign anything. And he goes, ask me for anybody on the team except Harden, because he won't do it.
So that's why you don't like him?
Yeah, it's a freaking kid. Come on.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to, you know, you ever get one of those situations where you've got this itch in the middle of your back, but there's nothing close enough or long enough that you can get there. So I'm using like pencils, like number two pencils. I'm finding.
You gotta rub
here,
your back on the chair.
Yeah,
to dance like this, Joe. Come on, baby, sway with me, Joe. You can see me, sway with me. Come on, baby.
Yeah, nothing behind me, man. I got nothing but set behind me, so that's not working out there. But welcome.
You want a stool?
It is the. Anything that would, of course, it's right in the middle of the back where I look like, like I have Tourette's here.
Yeah, look at me, Joe. Look at me on the screen.
Middle.
You got to use the back of the chair, Joe. Look at me on the screen. Come on now. Hey, just like this.
No, it's not. Like, I don't have a back. That's the problem of it here, man. I'm like on a stool situation here. It's just, it's awful. It's,
man,
it's
sitting on a stool for 6 hours every morning. Give it up for the rain, man.
Yes, thank you very much. Ridiculous. And the only reason is because I can lay also, put two of them together, and I can sleep there, too, as well, which is what I probably should be doing more of instead of betting NBA basketball. But, hey, welcome in, guys. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, make it rain. We were just talking about the unbelievable comeback from Liverpool yesterday, of course, taking down Barcelona. And one of our friends here on the show, Charles Michel, is a dedicated soccer handicapper. He had was talking to him yesterday because I wanted to get his ideas on the Ajax Tottenham semifinal here today. You know, what did he think was going to happen? And he had, you know, made the casual statement like, hey, man, you might want to throw just a few bucks on Liverpool there, because you never know. You know, crazier things have happened over there. You know, maybe they can catch a couple of goals. At least it'll be interesting. And I said, you know what? He's got a point. Like, why not? We're talking plus four figures here. So, you know, throw a couple of bucks down. What the hell is it? You know what I mean? You see what happens. So sure enough, we know the outcome. Liverpool win. So, you know, I'm ecstatic and I'm going, all right, it's going to be one of those kinds of days, right? So why don't I just take that money and put it on the Sixers, who, let's face it, getting 6.5, 6.5 points.
Yeah,
we talked
number.
About it yesterday. This is just, you know, too big a number for a team that has that much talent. So sure enough, went ahead and made that play. And then, the Sixers played last night. Actually, the Sixers didn't play last night. The Raptors ended up playing last night. So congratulations to them. That was good. In fact, I don't remember the last time I've seen the Raptors, I think, put on that kind of ass beating. It was in Jurassic Park. And that's exactly kind of what it felt like. Like, I was watching T-Rex take on a whole bunch of like little people here, because it was embarrassing, to say the least, for the Philadelphia 76ers, for the organization, for the players. And we touched on it yesterday again, guys, and you were right, Dane. We were saying, listen, if Embiid is healthy, you know, I give this team as good a chance as any. But we kind of laughed it off, like, oh, Embiid, of course he's going to be. It was like 2 days ago, like, you get the IVs. Like, come on, guy. Like, you know, this can't be a situation where we're dealing with this every other day where it's, you know, some sort of rash.
Apparently we are, Joe.
Rash. But, you know, sure enough, last night, now it's an upper respiratory infection. It's his body language to me is everything. And we talked about it in the Boston game the other night, how you could literally just see the determination and the life of a team and these players just sniffed right out. Like, absolutely no motivation. The way they carry themselves on the court, it was over before it began in Boston with Giannis, just totally demoralized them. And by the second half, by the second quarter in this game, guys, it was that same body language. It was so to the point where, because I was so aggravated at this team and the effort that they were putting, not that you got beat. If you're going to go out and get beat, then you go out and you get beat, right? Mano y mano. My best versus your best, and we're good to go. And Toronto brought their A game, and kudos to them. But what we were watching yesterday with this Philadelphia Sixers team was an abomination. I don't know, point fingers at the coach. Even the coach was disgusted. His facial expressions throughout the game were just absolutely priceless. I mean, they were some good stuff. But when you get outscored 37-17 in the second, you go down, you know, you're down by 20-21 at half there. I honestly took a live bet where I was laying 16 points with Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, this is going to be a 30-point game as sure as and I didn't care. Like, I don't care if I double. I'll lose everything. I don't care. There is no way, watching the body language of the 76ers, I felt more confident about laying the 16.5 points live during that game for Toronto than I did going into that game saying, hey, man, you know, 6.5 points with a healthy Embiid and all of these, this, you know, they should be able at the very, I wouldn't say they'd win, but they should cover. And it was anything but a cover. I mean, 125-89 last night. And the numbers, as I go along here, taking a look, think about this for a minute, all right? We had the 76ers were 1 of 10 from three-point range in the first half, right? They finished 6 of 24 for the game. The Sixers had more fouls in the first half, 16, than they did field goals. They had 14. And that was, the numbers just continue to roll like that, on and on and on and on. Simmons is hovering around, you know, minus 30-some-odd points while he's on the court. Simmons, we're talking about, like, your star point guard, 6'10", like, right, freak, phenom, won't shoot a three, will do anything rather than shoot a three. Yeah, when this guy is on the court, he's a liability. Him and Embiid, all they did the first half was turn the ball over. To the point where it was like, even at the halftime, right, when you watch Barkley and you watch Shaq, two of the greatest guys that to ever play the game. Shaq, one of the best big men of all time. They're like, dude, like, what? Body language told them everything they needed to know about Joel Embiid, 25 years old. And what did Shaq say or Barkley say last night? He looks like he's on his deathbed. Like, everything he does and carries himself, it's with no energy. And unfortunately, he's the guy on that team that everyone feeds off of. And if he can't rise to the occasion, then the Sixers are done because everyone else falls like dominoes. And it was one of the most frustrating games to watch, Dane, from that perspective, because they do have the better talent. But again, we always worried about the Sixers beating the Sixers. And that's, again, what they did last night. They beat themselves.
Yep, absolutely, Joe. You know, also at halftime, Shaq was basically, you know, throwing Mark Jackson's words back at Embiid's face, right? He was like, listen, Mark Jackson, we're just talking about how this might be the best big man of all time. Well, if you're the best big man of all time, then you got to man up, you know, and play when you got a little cold. Okay, Joel, like, at this point of the season, nobody is at 100%. And you got to just grin and bear it. You know, honestly, Joe, I mean, between his knees or diarrhea or the upper respiratory infection, it's like they're trying to bake in excuses for the man proactively. Suck it up and get out there, you know? And that's my issue. It's like, Joe, a couple weekends ago, I'm playing basketball in the backyard with, like, my 7-year-old godson, right? And this is, you know, he's feeling himself, and he's talking smack about how he's going to beat Uncle Dane, how he's going to beat Uncle Dane, right? And the thing is, he's talking the smack, and he's making excuses at the same time. This is my 7-year-old godson, right? He's like, oh, but I'm not wearing my shoes right now, but I'm still going to beat you. And it's like he's trying to talk smack and make excuses for himself simultaneously. And that's what I feel like Embiid does, okay, and what the 76ers do. They're all comfortable, you know, waving around with the planes and talking the smack when they're in Philadelphia and up. But it's almost like they want to make excuses for themselves proactively, you know, to kind of guard against them, you know, defecating the mattress. I mean, in the other game, you got Enes Kanter, like, fasting for Ramadan, needing IV fluids, but he's just like, suck it up, I gotta be out there. That's the way everybody is, but Joel Embiid wants to let everybody know about his diarrhea. It's absolutely ridiculous. But on the court, Joe, to me, the biggest thing, and they made the point on it, in the first half, they were, you know, going to double-team Kawhi. They were going to be like anybody except Kawhi. And we had been wondering for Toronto, who else would step up and be able to score? Well, the answer last night was pretty much everybody. There were 5 Raptors, Joe, not named Kawhi Leonard, in double figures. Siakam, Gasol, Lowry, Denny Green, and even Serge Ibaka, okay? If Toronto can start to share the ball and get contributions so that it's not only Kawhi, that's what makes this Raptors team very dangerous. You wonder why you haven't seen them put up 125. That ball was moving around. Everybody joined the party last night.
Yeah, but that, yeah, congratulations. When Embiid and Simmons are turning the ball over more than they're making baskets. In fact, they had 12 turnovers They only made 8 baskets through 3 quarters there. Of course, everybody looks like a world beater on Toronto. It's I take nothing away from the fact of Toronto won that game. Congratulations. But it makes it a hell of a lot easier for role players to step up and look like world beaters when your 2 best players, Embiid and Simmons, are turning the ball over every chance they get. They're not making shots. Embiid took 8 shots. 6 of them were threes. Okay, I mean, that's what we're talking about here last night. So, I mean, congratulations, Toronto. A win is a win, but I don't look at that and go, oh, boy, here they, you know, here come the rope. Of course you guys look like world beaters. You were on the court most of the night because the Sixers couldn't. They were terrible on every aspect of it, and it was, just embarrassing. Watching the body language, watching these guys, the numbers speak for themselves. When you have Simmons turning the ball over on their first 2 possessions of the game, you knew there was a problem right there. Embiid and Simmons, 12 turnovers, only 8 baskets through 3 quarters. When you look at the amount of, I think the Sixers had more fouls in the first half than field goals, 16 to 14. Guys, that's the story right there. That is the Sixers beating the Sixers, because if the Sixers bring their A game and you get the kind of game that you even got from the bench last night, the Sixers are still winning that game. You know, they're winning it 9 times out of 10, but it wasn't going to be that way. And for Sixer fans, these are guys that all want max contracts, right? This series is over as far as I'm concerned, because body language tells you everything. But what do you do if you're Elton Brand next year? Like, which one of these guys do you want to build around? We'll talk about that coming
up. Tobias Harris will get a max offer from somewhere.
Yeah, well, it better not be the Sixers, I'll tell you that. Guys, terrible.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Maybe it's time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Why not? You can become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or you can become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars using these lineup optimizers. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, guys, you're doing it wrong. You can enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and, of course, the use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
He's trying to play for us. He's trying to get out of bed with a significant temperature and come represent the organization. I think it's grossly unfair. Some of the criticism that he gets, I don't understand that.
Oh, blow it out your ass, Brett Brown. You're exactly the problem with Joel Embiid and the 76ers organization. You continue to coddle
enabling
this guy.
Enabling the wussification of America.
To make excuses for him time and time again. And like Shaq and Barkley said on the broadcast yesterday, suck it up, dude. All right. If it's not one thing, if it's not a rash, and it's not this, it's that. It's always something with Joel Embiid. And by the way, let this be a lesson to everyone. If you want to talk smack, right, you want to be a trash talker, okay, you better be able to, in moments like this week here, the last couple of games, you better be able to back it up. You can't bring your trash talking game once in a 7-game series here where now, by the way, you're back. We've only seen Joel Embiid once. The real Joel Embiid, we've seen him once in game 3. He's been nowhere else to be found, and it's been excuse after excuse after excuse. It's the knees. He's sick. He's the flu. It's IVs. It's respiratory. Like, I am so sick and tired of hearing it. Because of the fact that the guys that came before you, Joel Embiid, they would never, they would rather die than to ever lay out an excuse that I wasn't feeling well. I mean, how many times have we heard the stories of the game's real greats, 101 temperature, this, throwing up, putting
Jordan
put it
with the flu
at
Utah.
Exactly. Or you know what? Keep your ass off the court and stay in bed because you going out there sloughing along and dragon ass only brought everybody else around you down. So, and to me, that's the problem right there. That's the systemic problem with the organization. You've got a coach. You've got a general manager, an Elton Brand. You guys have coddled this dude, letting him think that he is bigger than what he is. He is better than what he is. And guys, he is not. He can have all the talent in the world, but if he only brings it once every 13 days, you're going to pay this guy next year. You're going to build your franchise around a 25-year-old guy who can't stay healthy for more than 7 days in a row. If I'm the Sixers right now and I'm a Sixers fan, I don't know who I want. You can't give the keys to the franchise to a 30, 31-year-old Jimmy Butler who has a history of locker room issues, who nobody likes. You can't give it to him. Simmons is just a flat-out mess. He's maybe the guy with the most talent there at 6'10". But he's a head case. The guy is an absolute head case. He's been MIA here for the entire series. Like, what are you doing? Like, you cannot give it to a 25-year-old Embiid. So where do you go? Tobias Harris? Really? That's the guy you're going to give all that money to and build around? Like, I don't know if you're Elton Brand, if you're the Sixers organization, who exactly in this group, because you can't pay all of them, who in the hell do you want to keep at this point?
So to answer that question, Joe, I think if you're the Philadelphia Brain Trust, you give the keys to the car to Ben Simmons, in my opinion, okay? And because here's the reason why. LeBron, Blake Griffin, these are guys who entered the league as locomotives and then developed a shot as they progressed in their second, third, fourth, eighth years in the league. That's part of the game that these guys in college, I expect Zion Williamson to have to go through some of the same things, right? They add that element to their game later on in their NBA career. I have more trust. I have more faith that that evolution will happen with Ben Simmons than I do that Embiid will be able to go to post for me, you know, 75 to 82 times a year. I said it going into the playoffs. The Sixers' talent is absolutely there, is undisputed. This starting five, when you include Butler and Harris and Redick and that sort of thing, is just as talented as Golden State or Boston or anybody else you want to run up against it. I said going into the season, the playoffs, the one thing, though, is Joel Embiid will not play all of the Sixers games. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they're enabling him, you know, to kind of be this caricature of himself. Like you mentioned it, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, you know what I'm saying? These big men would not have talked about this stuff, okay? If you are healthy enough to dress and be active, then you're healthy enough to be accountable to the results of your play. And that is the end of the sentence. You know, there's always a thing out there in, like, you know, movies about football or anything where people will say, are you hurt or are you injured? If you are injured, you can't go. If you're hurt, you suck it up and make it happen. Joel Embiid is not even hurt. He's got a cold and he's got diarrhea. Man up. But the problem is, we knew this was never going to happen. And like a lot of big men, Joe, you know, they just deteriorate over time. So I would not give the keys to the car to Joel Embiid because I can't rely on him. I would rather rely on the evolution of Ben Simmons' game because I've seen that before for a lot of kids entering the NBA who had the game of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and I just, it's, if it's not the knee, it's a virus, it's an upper respiratory infection, it's Marcus Saul, it's ridiculous, people. It absolutely
Mark Jackson
ridiculous.
Just said he was the best big man of all time. Yeah. If you are going to be the best big man of all time, you got to, you know, have your, eat your, your Valtrex or whatever. Take care of your yeast infection, Joel, and get out there and man up and put your big boy pants on. This is the playoffs. Nobody is 100%. Get out there and try to make it happen.
Yeah. And by the way, what happens now? They lose next game. They embarrassing fashion, you get knocked out by the Toronto Raptors here. I mean, it'd be one thing if you lost in triple overtime last night. That's a different conversation.
Sure.
But the way you lost now, and in all likelihood, the way you're going to lose again in game six here is because it's going to be one thing or another. And right now, backs up against the wall. And this was always the question with the Sixers. How are they going to react to adversity? Same thing with Kyrie and the Celtics. How are they going to react to adversity? Well, we're seeing that, aren't we, right? We're seeing the body language here. Right now, you've got a team cool as a cucumber who believes, and you can see that belief in the Toronto Raptors. They believe in themselves. They believe in each other. And what you've got with the Sixers is just total chaos. The whole place is on fire right now. The house is on fire. Guys are running around screaming. They don't know where to go. Where's the exit sign? I don't know. How are you going to now? You're going to have to blow this whole process thing up too, by the way. I mean, if you're Elton Brand, you are stuck looking at this and going, okay, so who in their right mind, guys like Harrison Butler, what? They're going to back a team and an organization that just got blown out in embarrassing fashion like this in the second round against Toronto after last week you guys were talking about championships. Like you were talking about championship runs. You were talking more smack than anybody. They can't beat us. We're this. Oh my word! Like it is simply embarrassing.
Hey Joe, I got an analogy.
It's just absolutely embarrassing to me.
You think? It kind of reminds me of Cam Newton, on some level, Joe. You know, like when things are going good, right? He's gonna wear his hats. He's gonna look all cool. He's gonna talk all that stuff. But when things start going bad, there's always one excuse or another. He doesn't want to face the cameras, you know, answer the questions. It's almost like, are you really ready to be a leader of men, you know, and sack up, that kind of thing? And I see that with some other players out there in sports. You know, Cam Newton comes to mind. But my other question is, Joe, would you, if you were the New Orleans Pelicans, would you trade Anthony Davis for Joel Embiid?
No. Because what am I getting with a Joel Embiid besides an ailment? That's all I'm getting. I'm bringing in a walking
ambulance. You're not
going to
get 100 cents on the dollar, though.
it's absurd right now to think that Embiid should continue to be a Sixer. You've got to shop him.
Right.
Some team out there will go ahead and give you, you know, the world for him. That's fine. If you're the Sixers, you can't win with this guy. You can't trust him to stay healthy enough. And then, you know, the difference between Cam Newton to me, the Cam Newton and the Joel Embiid is Cam Newton takes it to heart. Cam Newton really wants to win. I have never in my life ever doubted how bad Cam Newton wants it. It doesn't always work out for him, and then he doesn't exactly handle failure all that well.
He doesn't respond.
But his determination to want to win is there. Embiid is a guy that, to me, he could care less whether he wins, he loses. He just wants to have fun.
It's about his cute rating.
Yeah. He's on the phone. You know, he's texting on the band. Like, that's Joel Embiid, guys, okay? It's Cam Newton wants to win. He doesn't handle failure all that well. But you know what? Joel Embiid, I can promise you, they lose game six, guys. Joel Embiid, yeah, all right, whatever. No big deal. He ain't going to take it Cam Newton takes the. Yeah, he's just going to be like, oh, well, you know, there's always next year. And that, to me, is really what drives me crazy about this team is the fact that you've got so much talent and not one guy stepping up. There's not one leader on this team, including, listen, Jimmy Butler can only do so much. He's the elder statesman here at 30-some-odd years old. But Tobias Harris, my God, you were supposed to be the final piece of the puzzle here when they brought you in. Dude, you have been MIA. Like, you had a minus 36 on the floor last night, okay? When your ass was on the floor, the team was down minus 36 points, all right? That's how well, that's what you brought to the table with your measly 15 points. And J.J. Redick, hello? Where is Redick even on the team anymore? I'm just curious. Missed the three-point shot? Like, yeah. I'd rather have Marc Gasol shooting threes, okay, than J.J. Redick right now. That's exactly what you've got going on here. It is body language to me is everything, guys. And the body language of the Celtics, and we'll talk about that next hour as they get ready to take on Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It was over in game five. I think what we witnessed last night, it's probably over here as well. Too much confidence, too much rolling for Toronto, and they can't handle the adversity. And plus, I have no idea what we're going to get from Embiid. Anybody confident Embiid is going to eat a kale sandwich or take a, you know, some sort of vitamin C? Like, does anybody think that Joel Embiid all of a sudden is going to wake up here over the next 24 hours and be 100%? It's not going to happen. And unfortunately, nobody else wants to rise to the occasion on this team. And when you've got a 6'10" point guard who refuses to shoot from the perimeter, this team is trash across the board. Blow it up. Trust the process. No. Yeah. Start the process over because you can't win with these guys. And to your point, I'll take Simmons because he's the guy that has the most upside, but the rest of them blow it up. As far as I'm concerned, there's no way you can keep these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go that far, Joe. You know, I do still think there's some value in this team to stay together. Remember, they are still all young. We will see. But I think the critical flaw is that you can't depend on Embiid. I've seen big men like this before. Greg Oden, Yao Ming, you know, they do break down very quickly. So you got to get, you know, you're lucky when you get that stretch when they can actually be their A game. But I think you're right. And we saw some of this in the other game as well last night. They were dead man walking and you knew it. That's why, Joe, yesterday when we were talking about Rockets-Warriors, I was saying I didn't think it was that way with the Warriors. I thought they were just getting beat. You know, instead of like fading, you know, their manhood. But what we saw at 76ers in Philly, dead man walking.
Yeah, it's over, people. Don't convince yourself otherwise. It is over. And kudos to the Toronto Raptors, by the way. All right, we'll touch base on Portland, Denver, and we'll talk about tonight's games in the NBA. We'll do that coming up.
Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Yang has a big matchup with Frank Thanfol. It's Frank. Roto Frank, right? That's what he goes with. Hi. And Yang, if you win this week, you are going to be hosting the Best Friends Forever show right here on Fantasy Sports Network. Is that right?
If I win, I become a guest. Off the gate of the first game today, I was already winning 5-0. Frank Thanfol, he's going down.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
All right, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, good morning. Welcome in, guys. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day here. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, let's make it rain for you. We'll do that coming up next hour. We'll dive into some of these games here tonight, Boston and Milwaukee. Of course, I do believe we've got another matchup that everyone is looking forward to. That'll be another game between Houston and Golden State, which it's amazing, too, when you watch – when you watch that game, even when you watch Denver last night, there was never a question of effort in that game, even though Denver just smoked Portland last night. But you never looked at Portland and been like, oh, these guys are not trying. Sometimes you just, the better team is going to win, and it is what it is, you know. And last night, Denver was absolutely the better team. Now, whether Portland can go back and win another one at home. Right, exactly. It's, it's just. Sometimes you're just not the better team, and that's what happened last night. But the lack of the demoralizing defeats, it's what the Celtics did the other night that worries me. It's what the Philadelphia 76ers did last night that worry me. I mean, you look at the box score this morning, you wake up, and you're going, wow, these were two blowouts. Yes, but they were two totally different blowouts with two totally different situations. Like, I don't mind Portland having lost with the way they did. Nobody's ever going to claim Lillard and McCollum and the rest of those guys aren't giving everything they have. Like you said there, Enes Kanter and so on. These guys are playing hurt. They're going all at it. What you missed in that Sixers game was just an absolute atrocity going on with that Sixers organization with that much talent. I mean, Portland doesn't have the same talent that Denver does. And if they were going to win it, they were going to win it with a lot of grit, a lot of heart. You know what I mean? Lillard was going to have to be a Herculean effort. We knew this, right? Denver was the number two seed for a reason. But the Sixers, there is no excuse for what's going on there. There was no excuse what's going on with Boston, too. The lack of effort and the quitting on the team and the overall look of it is terrible with those two organizations right now. And I don't think it'll be a shock. Boston will look completely different next year. And unfortunately, Philadelphia is going to have to look totally different next year if they're going to be able to compete moving forward with the Milwaukee Bucks. But they're not going anywhere. And neither is Toronto, maybe. We'll talk about that coming up here. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it for people.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.